literally just walked in the door from ice skating.
Oh, I thought you meant you were watching the Olympics.
Is that on?
Yeah. I'm addicted.
Are you? I thought no one cared.
No, I care a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, make that interesting or something. Hello and welcome to episode 372 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me as always is
Adam in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
What's up, Adam in Vancouver?
We had snow.
I heard. On Valentine's Day, right?
Yep. Just a full-blown blizzard when I was driving home after work on... No, it was actually the Tuesday night. It did last till Wednesday, but... Yeah, it was a pretty good snowfall, which seemed to come out of the blue considering we were having spring a week ago, so...
Yeah.
That's new, but but who cares? We had snow for a day.
Yeah, and then right back to spring weather?
Almost. It's getting there.
Did that here. It snowed here yesterday enough to... Enough that I had to—I say shovel, but I use a broom here because it's so light and fluffy.
Sure.
And then so we had enough snow that I had to broom it, and then it rained right after.
Yeah.
So it was like minus eight in the morning, and then just now I got back from ice skating with the kids, where it was plus nine.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Some serious swings. We actually went ice skating yesterday, and the rink that we go to. One of the wall, like they roll up the garage doors on one whole side of the rink. So it's got like an outside wall, right?
Yeah.
Well, not really a wall, lack of a wall. It's outside. It's not an outdoor rink, but one side is. You following?
Yeah.
So point being, whatever temperature it is outside, it is inside. So yesterday was like, it was in the minus. It was pretty cold. And then today could go t-shirts. So.
Nice. So yeah. You're trying to squeeze in your last bit of winter activities. Is that what the ice skating's all about?
It is, but also it's holiday here. It's like a one of the spring breaks that we get.
Right.
Even though it's not spring, it's actually the fashion break. And so on Mardi Gras, and then now it's Lent. So that's what they do here. They have to celebrate the fashion, and then now it's Lent here. I don't know what they call it. Das Lent, maybe.
Sure.
Who cares? Point is, the kids get a week off, so I wanted to maximize the skating because we don't get to go as much. Our kids are a little farther behind than they would be if we lived in Canada.
Right.
Thank you.
Who cares? Yeah.
Yeah. No one cares. Yeah.
Yeah. They're trying out for the German hockey team. Is there a German hockey team?
Oh, there was going to be.
Yeah.
No, there is. They. I've always said with my kids being dual citizens, they can play for either national team. One day, not now, because my son's four, so he can wait till he's like six before he can play for the German team.
Right.
But no, if he turns out to be a good hockey player, he can play for Canada, and if he's not, he can play for Germany. But flip that for soccer, though.
Right.
So if he's terrible.
It's the other way. He can play for Canada if he's bad.
Yeah. I mean, I'll talk to Bobby Leonarduzzi and see if we can swing that, but...
Yeah. He can probably coach the Canadian team if he's bad over there.
We'll see. Hopefully he's just good. He's not going to be good at soccer. He can't be. He weighs too much.
He's too robust.
He's a big kid. Yeah.
He'll be a goalie.
Have you seen the goalies are limber, man?
No, I know, but not when they're kids.
Oh, I'm not letting them be goalie ever. Is that what they do in the hockey? Don't they rotate it with kids Jack's age?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
And he likes to go do it or what?
No, I just envision soccer goalies, not hockey goalies. I just envision soccer goalies being a little bit robust.
Oh no. Manuel Neuer, he's I think the ladies dig that guy.
No, but that's a professional player.
That's what I'm going for. I'm not going for beer league.
Oh, okay.
Worst case, we want semi-pro. Okay. That's what we're going for over here. And whatever. He's got options. He can play soccer. We got the hockey. We got baseball.
Darts? Darts over there?
It's big in Britain.
Okay.
180.
Yeah.
So, I don't think you're going to hang on to that. That's what you do after you retire from other life, really. No offense, dart heads. So, anyway, so that's what's going
Amazon,
on here.
Amazon.
Whatever we were just talking about, if you need to buy some of it, get it. I bought something on Amazon. Click through our site is what Adam is saying.
Sure.
Help us out. It really helps us out. I did buy something on Amazon, and it's the next day delivery that they're doing that. I really like it.
I haven't really bought anything for now going on a couple months on Amazon. I've kind of taken a hiatus, but I have I have something on my mind anyway. So you go ahead with what you bought.
Well, no, it pertains to you as well, and so I need your you gave me some advice a while ago. I forget if it was on the air, off the air, about ligament in my elbow.
Sure.
Or a ligament or a tendon. Maybe it was a tendon.
Okay.
I hope it's the tendon. I think we talked about this. I don't want it to be the UCL. I don't think it's the UCL.
Okay.
I don't want TJ surgery, Tommy John.
Right.
Don't think I need it at the advanced age of 31.
Right.
So, anyways, but I was having that issue down there. And, well, it turns out our game two pitcher, the other Canadian guy who's already over here, he's our head coach, so he's over here already.
Oh, you're not the head coach anymore.
Well, I haven't been in a couple years.
Oh, I thought you were still a coach.
No, just GM off field. I get everything ready for game day, and then I walk away.
Okay.
And just play. Too much. I'm the T-ball head coach now.
Okay, so promoted.
Well, still GM of the club, and then coaching T-ball because that's my kids.
Okay.
That's kind of more important to me, but. Priorities, man. Anyways, so he's having the same issue. He's a younger guy. He's 28, but he's our game two guy, and he's kind of having some tightness and a little soreness in the same thing. So I told him what you said. Hey, get one of those essentially get one of those clamps or whatever you call them.
Yeah.
Velcro clamp. What is it called?
It's called, was it the elbow compression strap? Like the tennis elbow compression strap, which can be used for medial or lateral elbow, yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. But however.
But it's the Bandit. Is that what you got?
No, we didn't get that. Okay. So he wanted to get one, and I said, oh, well, you get it. Well, I'll get it, but then, you know, you use it, I'll use it. We'll see how this works, because there's somebody's been preaching this sort of, it's kind of like, I don't know, like it's like an inner tube kind of looking thing, but if you cut it like and stretch it out, so it's like a long, like a rubber wrap.
Sure.
That you would then take, and these guys are touting it on the internet, where you basically wrap your whole elbow as tight as you can after you're done throwing, then do a few exercises, and that takes care of exactly what you're describing.
Sure.
So we've been trying that out, and so far it's pretty good.
So you didn't buy anything on Amazon?
Bought that on Amazon.
Oh, you bought the whatever thingamabobber.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I haven't bought. What I'm saying is, it's along the lines of what you described for me to get, but it's a little slightly different. I don't know if you've heard of it or you approve of it.
I have neither heard of it, and therefore I cannot approve of it.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. But I'm not. My arm's not going to fall off, right?
Probably not.
Okay. That's the main thing. We just want to see if this works, and then we're off. Point is, Amazon delivered it less than 24 hours later.
I have an item that I'm considering. I haven't pulled the trigger yet, but I have an item on my wish list, which is more photography related than your elbow compression.
What if on your wish list is an actual wish list?
That would be awesome.
Like, how do you you gotta sit in the corner and cry? How do you even you can't put it on your wish list?
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not gonna do better than that today.
No, probably not.
You just handle the show. I'm going to go take five. Okay, what's on your wish list?
I want one of those black backdrops, like just a black, more or less a sheet, but it's...
Like a velvety one?
Nope. Nope, just one that I can use to completely back up the background, more or less like the paper roll, except for not paper. I don't feel like I need paper for that, and it's more for storage than anything. Like, the paper roll would work perfectly fine, but if I just got one of the ones that's kind of a pre-sewn, what are they called?
The muslin. Muslin.
Yeah,
muslin. I have one.
Yeah, so I would like a black. I have a green, and that's become my green screen rather than using a big paper roll, which is what I did initially. And I love the fact that I can fold it up and put it away and then pull it out, and it's quite handy to work with. And because I would be using black, I really just want something to darken out the entire background, and I plan on not really lighting it, so it doesn't need to be paper and perfectly seamless. I can have some wrinkles in it, and it really shouldn't affect my images.
I have one. I can recommend getting one.
Yeah.
So for everything you just described. In fact, I got a two-pack. I got a white and a black at the same time.
See, the white I don't want because I'd rather use paper because what I'm doing with the paper, I feel like, and I'm lighting, and for the kind of stuff I do with Sarah or with dance, it wouldn't work the same using something that I would have to fiddle with and do more Photoshop work. Just specifically my use for the white background, I see that being a pain in the butt. Whereas for the black, absolutely should not matter, you know, whether or not it was fabric or whether it was paper.
It does not. And with the white does not replace the paper. And I see when I originally got mine, a job came up like overnight kind of thing. Like, oh, hey, you need to shoot these white backgrounds before I had the paper. And so, as you know, the paper takes like 41 working months to get delivered, especially to Germany, because it actually comes from America.
Okay.
That giant paper roll. So I think it's probably triple the price it is in North America, just because you have to assume Elon Musk flies it over in a drone. I don't know.
Probably.
And then, so I needed it the next day or 2 days later, so I had to get a temporary, like a muslin one, to hold me until I could get my paper. So I got it, used it a couple times, liked it, end up using the paper more often, like you said, have since found a couple jobs come up, like just sort of quickie jobs, like passport-type photos, where I don't need a humongous white background, I just need a simple white background, and I don't want to roll that whole paper thing out, and these things fly up pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it is worth having. If you can get a two-pack for, like, if it's like $5 more to get the white one as well, I would say throw it in. Worst case, you threw $5 away.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're right. Stick with the paper. I do prefer it, except for the hassle.
Yeah. I haven't seen the two-pack on Amazon, but I haven't specifically looked for it. I've been just searching black muslins, and there's plenty of them. I think I'll probably just go with the same brand and one that I got, the black version of the one I have as the green version, because I really like the green one and it's held up very well. So it's not cheap. And I like that it's got they don't all have a pre-sewn pocket to slide for your background stand. So I really like that feature. So makes it setting out. I don't want to have to clamp it with more clips. There's more hassle, right?
I agree. And when they call it the muslin, but that's really a fancy word for piece of cheap cloth.
Yeah, fabric.
Yeah, it's essentially what it is. Oh, hey, there's some cotton for you. And so, I mean, but the way I end up using mine, because it just, either way, white or the black, it disappears. I light it so it's just over if it's white or just under if it's black, and thus I don't need to iron it. It's like it came all folded up like, you know, a flag or something. And so I never bothered to iron it because I never see it. I do what I want what you want. It's just nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Although, now, looking back, if I were to be shooting a lot of these, I feel like I would want the full-on light-sucking velvet. It really does. Like, this thing, you know, you can see through it a little bit. You kind of have to be careful. You don't have as much flexibility with your exposure as you would with, like, a really thick black velvet.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll be doing just fine. Price-wise, it's hard to cry about.
Okay, yeah.
See, what I do want is I want to shoot a lot more gray background stuff.
Okay.
Now, I have one wall in our house that works, but I'm tired of taking the pictures off the wall and moving stuff. And I've been debating. I don't know where to keep it, though, because I would like to just basically get like a large board, like maybe wood or something like that, and just paint one side white and one side gray, and just bring it out and hang it on the wall. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying. That poses a lot of storage problems for me. That's not an mm-hmm. option. But maybe if you've got a place to store it, then that makes sense. I would just think paper rolls for
I was going to store it at your house, so now...
Oh. Yeah, but you know what? It's funny you mentioned gray, because I actually had that same idea. I just, you know, not too long ago ran out of my giant white paper roll, and then I was thinking about, do I replace it, or do I just for... you know, the sake of doing something different for a while, just buy like a light or medium gray roll, because mm-hmm. it just gives you something totally different. I mean, you still can manipulate it with enough light and get pretty close to white anyways, but you bring in a lot of other cool options with the gray that you can't quite get the same results with the white. So, and I don't want to store two of these. That was kind of my dilemma, is like one at a time of these giant rolls that I don't yeah. have a great spot for. So I was just kind of, again, now that I've run dry, kind of deliberating on what do I buy. I do like having one of these rolls.
Yes. Yeah, I think for the roll, I'm sticking with the white, because if I ever, most times I do it, I just use it as a backdrop. I don't use it as a full-on seamless.
And I do. I use it as the full-on seamless.
I do break that out, but it's honestly, it's if it's 20% of the time, I might be rounding up by a lot.
Okay, and I'm the other way. It's uh-huh. at least 60, 70% of the time I would be rolling it all the way. It might even be 80% of the time.
Why didn't we just save this for an episode called Backdrops?
It's a preview of that episode.
It is. We'll do that soon. All right, well, let us know how that goes. Hey, you sound pretty good today.
I'm really, really good.
Okay, not you. I mean... Oh. good job replacing that power bar.
Yeah?
Yeah. We talked, for those of you who are still listening and can actually hear both of our voices, the last few episodes have actually been terrible quality.
Oh, I don't listen, so.
There was, no, nobody does, but there was a really terrible mic hum that was coming through, and I couldn't quite isolate it. I knew it was on your end. I knew it wasn't your fault, but I was trying to figure out, okay, what are some of the different things that we can do? And so we did a little troubleshooting, and you isolated it to the power bar. There was something wrong with your power bar.
It's old.
Yeah. So that's gone now.
Now I've replaced it with a new one.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was maybe just the nice monotonous hum of my voice, but you thought it was otherwise.
Yeah, it was bad. It was like
more than the hum of my voice.
It was like we weren't grounded, like we weren't this grounding issue or something like that, and it sounded really terrible. And so,
hopefully, it's gone.
And so, yeah, we'll see. I can't hear a thing now, so maybe Skype's filtering it out. I don't know. But okay. just so people know, Adam records his voice in Canada. I record mine here, and then we marry them together, we being me. But I then married them together, and so we kind of want to – we don't want the compressed recording. And so that's how I can tell it's on your end, because I play back my audio. It's not there. Yours it is. Sometimes worse than others, and hopefully now it's gone. That's for our listeners. We're committed to quality.
Yes.
At least sounding good. Content, that's up to you.
Yeah.
Another quick note. I've a lot of correspondence the last couple of weeks on Facebook and quite a few emails and whatnot that I have essentially ignored.
Okay.
Don't take it personally, people. I very much appreciate it. We appreciate you getting in touch. I've just been very, very busy, and I'm not going to lie to you. It wasn't a priority. Things are going to open up a little bit this week, and so I will respond. We appreciate your input. I'll try to do better.
Yeah, I don't have access to our email anymore, so sorry. If anything's directed to me, I have not answered because I have not looked at anything. Oh, and I never use Facebook anymore either, so there's that.
It's good. It's good that our topic today is how to take a picture for Facebook then.
And Instagram, I'm on almost never, so yeah. Social media is not really a thing for me. So
Well, the show isn't about you, is it?
No, it's not. It's about other people.
Nor is it about me. And I feel the same way. Why? Let's talk about the Facebook another time.
Okay.
Okay. Did you shoot anything interesting this week?
I did, actually. We went to...
good, because I did not.
We went to the River Rock Hotel on the weekend. There was a long weekend here in Canada. Family Day weekend is the name of it. So it gave us a Monday off, and we thought, there's some friends of ours that have kids that are a little bit younger than my kids, but our kids get along really well, and we decided that we were going to, you know, stay a night at a nice hotel that's just local, so sort of a vacation close to home, but it has, you know, a really nice pool and water slide and things of that nature. We thought the kids would have just a blast staying one night there, so we booked a night on the Sunday night before the holiday Monday, and then we went swimming at the pool like three times, and the kids were just loving the heck out of the water slide and going down in big trains. And so I had brought my camera, and I took some photos of them water sliding. So I actually haven't had a chance to edit the photos yet, but I will. And if I ever use social media again, maybe I'll post a few on.
Don't bother.
No, I'm not going to.
Why would you post pictures of your kids in bathing suits? That's just dumb.
Yeah, I have no issue with that part. I like the trains and the splash hitting the water and all that stuff. But so maybe I'll throw a cool photo up or two, or maybe I won't. I don't know. So
no,
but it was fun, and it's a pool where there's so much window light. So almost the entire room is just all window light. There's windows everywhere, and so we're basically at the pool at different times of the day, and there's just some really great light. Now it is, because they're going down a water slide and hitting the water fast, you kind of need a fast shutter speed. And
so you said you brought your camera. Which camera?
I brought the 60.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I brought the 60, and I'm sitting at sort of, you know, pool deck level shooting them, and then a couple times there's sort of this rocky fake rocks that kind of lead up the side of the slide. So I did a few where I kind of got in a position where I could sort of get them from behind entering the water, because sometimes they'd spin around backwards and stuff, and then I got some just from pool deck level as they're going into the water, and I just used the 85mm because I only wanted to bring one lens, and it gets close enough. And the beauty of that camera is that I can again shoot at an ISO 5000, because there's not a lot, like it's all natural light in the room, and trying to shoot at, you know, 1/1000th of a second or faster, you really have to have a camera that you can crank the ISO on. So I brought the 6D for that reason. I knew that, you know, it's not super bright in there because it's just all natural light, and it was going to be dark for shooting at 1/1000th of a second or faster. So turns out the 6D is amazing for this.
And the good news is, like, if you're staying at the hotel, when you can just run it upstairs and put it back in your room and enjoy your day.
Exactly, yeah.
Hot
so
move.
I brought it out for one, I don't know, session at the pool. We did three, so I brought I brought it out for the last one, yeah.
And how much money did you win?
We didn't gamble. We didn't go to the casino. I had kind of made a play a few times to see if anyone was interested, but turns out kids aren't allowed into casinos, so I got overruled, yeah. Jack was game. He wanted to play craps.
Oh, yeah, no, he's good at that. I could tell. Great. Did I shoot anything? Depends who you ask, whether it's interesting or not.
Okay. Ask me.
I know what you think. Fashion wrapped up. Sort of done with that. Did a lot of ice skating, as I mentioned. I shot a bunch today, actually, because my son, the kid can fly on skates, except for he still uses the penguin, which is, you know, the cart, like whatever we have in Canada, like, you know, there's the metal thing. So over here they have, you have three choices. You can get what's actually like, it's essentially a chair with what do you call it, runners on it, so that I guess one, if you have a little kid, they can sit in it and one kid can push it. Or they have a seal, which is this long thing, which another kid can also sit on. Or they have a little penguin, which is a stand-up thing that the kids can, you just push. Like, it helps you stand up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so my son, as I mentioned, he'll play for Team Germany. So I don't know, I'm not sure if even you can use the penguin during a game. We'll find out. I'll sue. If not, I'll probably sue for human rights violations. But no, today was the day. So he can just fly with the penguin.
Right.
And today he just said, Daddy, I'm done. And got rid of the penguin and no longer flies, but can skate on his own now.
Yeah, that's good. That's about right at four. Yeah, I would ditch the penguin. Jack was the exact same way. He really didn't want to lose the it wasn't a penguin, but he didn't want to lose the penguin because his whole thing was exactly that, was like maximum speed. I want to be super fast. And so as soon as you drop the penguin, it slows you down. And he preferred speed over being a big boy.
As we all do.
So we really had to kind of negotiate the penguin away from him, but turns out they keep practicing and they pick up speed without the penguin.
Yeah, that's what my daughter's already done. She did that a couple of years ago, and so she's getting better and better. Like I said, I want to go every day, but we're not in Canada, so it's a bit of a hoof, and there's not always time, and et cetera, et cetera. There's not many rinks around here. You really got to search for them. So anyways, I haven't even seen the pictures yet. I went and took my 40D with me today and snapped. It was just me. My wife didn't come, so it was me with the two kids. Then last week, I took the kids into town and just went out and walked around. February in Tübingen's kind of blah. As you can see in the photo, I just posted a photo just because I hadn't taken a picture of my kids in a while, you know, like 90 minutes. And so I had the Fuji with me. Which I'm starting to really, really love that camera now because I'm developing an actual muscle memory. Like, it's taken a while because it's wildly different, like with the menus and where everything is physically on the camera versus the Canons that I've been shooting with. Like, I have three Canons, right? They're not identical. Like, the 5D Classic is a little bit different than the 40D and the 5D Mark II, just in terms of what is where. But not wildly different. Like, from the outside, you can't tell the difference between the cameras. Barely can tell the difference. And so muscle memory is pretty strong with those cameras. The Fuji, not so much. Like, you're fumbling around, and it takes a while. But I'm kind of at the point now where it's feeling like it's my camera.
Good.
So, anyway, like the colors, posted this shot. Not the most beautiful time of year here in Tübingen, but... still a nice spot. So there's a picture of my kids down in the Neckar in front of the Hölderlin Turm.
Okay, so I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Why positioned here? Why not bring them away from that post that's right behind them?
There's a post every so often. I'm not sure what they're for. My daughter did say to me, because I was trying to position them and thought, you know what? If I pulled them away, it'd be a different post would be in the way. And she said, you can just Photoshop it out, Daddy. I said, I can, but this is not an award winner anyway.
Right, okay.
I was just going for, hey, we're in town. This is a snapshot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're 100% right. And we're also kind of on the bank of the river. Like, just behind me and to my right is where, like, a long hedge is. Which is designed to keep you from going, standing where we are standing.
Right.
But I didn't want that in the shot, so we kind of walked onto the riverside of it. And because I wanted, like, the building right behind my daughter is, like, the yellow building. It's a very famous building. There's a poet lived in Tübingen and, I don't know, didn't leave the tower for, like, 200-something years or something, and then lowered his hair down and somebody climbed up. I forget how it goes. Something like that. Anyway, famous building, and so I wanted to get that kind of in the background.
Cool.
Yeah, is it? Not really.
I just like the colors. It looks very German. This does not look like it was taken in Vancouver.
No. Not, or maybe in, or is it, was it, what is it, Leavenworth in Washington?
Oh, yeah.
The fake still German town?
Yeah. Yeah. Still pretty sure it doesn't look quite like this.
Not quite like Leavenworth. It's not Leavenworth, is it?
No.
What is it? What's the name of the place?
I don't. I know the place you're talking. I have no clue what the name is, but I know there is a place.
Wenatchee?
I don't think so.
There's a fake Germantown in anyways. All right, in let's Washington, move on. Yeah, yeah, let's go. Leavenworth. I went to the, when I was a kid, we went there. We went to the fake Germantown, but we also went to Leavenworth, which is not far away, I don't think. And that trip is when I saw a gas station explode for real, in real life.
Wow.
And that's obviously, pardon the pun, burned into my memory. And so now it's just Leavenworth.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you know how on in the movies you see the gas station blow up and it's this giant fireball?
Yeah.
It's actually like that.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It's huge.
Awesome.
Yeah, good times. It wasn't my gas station, so, you know, not the worst. All right, let's move this along. What photo challenge this week? Oh, reminder, the monthly photo challenge is, hey, just do what you want, okay?
Do something.
Hashtag, what did we say we were going to hashtag it?
Hashtag don't suck.
Don't No, we actually had a hashtag, and I don't remember what it is now.
I don't remember what it was either. It was super catchy, though.
Oh, obviously. It's burned right into my memory. Yeah. No. What was it? Oh, hey, hosers.
Remember. Oh, hey, hosers. I think it should be do something.
Do something. Now, I think that's that Casey Neistat does that. So we can't steal that. No, it's hey, hosers. Hashtag hey, hosers. And okay. we'll check it out. I haven't even looked yet. Or do the two hosers monthly challenge. We'll see it as well. But if you do hey hosers, extra points.
Okay.
All right. Photo challenge this week was dominant color red. I'm going to start this week. I haven't started in a while.
Sure.
There you go. There's mine. I'll go walk away while you just stare at that in awe.
I don't know if you thought I was going to like this or not like this, but I actually like this.
Yeah. Hard to say because you're hypercritical. That's what your wife told me.
More often than not, you know, I think that I like your photos. I think I can generally say that. And this is one that you could throw up there, and I don't know if you could guess whether I was going to like it or not. I think maybe
this is divisive. This one,
yeah. This could go either way. But I mean, I like it. I like what's going on. I like the red stands out. I mean, it suits the challenge. It's almost to me like one of those postcards, you know, that would be completely black and white except for the red accents. That's mm-hmm. kind of, it reminds me of that kind of photo, which I like. I happen to like those photos.
I was going to do that kind of for a joke. Like you mean like the Schindler's List type thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the Fuji does that in camera.
Yeah, yeah. I used to have a Fuji, an old point and shoot Fuji that did that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I thought it was like, it was kind of when it was new, like 10 years ago, right out of camera. And you could just select the color and it would just show you right there. And that would be the photo.
Right.
And I kind of have a soft spot for that photo when it's done well. Right.
Sure.
And this works and the light's good and the shadows are neat and you've got all kinds of stuff.
This
going
isn't
on,
that. This is a color photo.
No, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm saying this photo would be basically the same photo. It would be. Whether you did that or not, right? Because the only other color that's really here is the handles, and the rest of it, even the stones, really, to me, it's the same whether it's that or whether it's black and white.
By design. That was the plan. Like I actually like this photo too and was prepared to not give a care what you thought.
Okay.
But, which I still don't. Even though it's a positive review, I have to stick by my guns and say I don't really care. But
Because I've been so critical, and you have to still be able to go to sleep at night, you know, thinking that you kind of know what you're doing. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. No, but like right when I issued this challenge, I was like, oh man, I don't know what I'm going to shoot. Like, and then it occurred to me, oh, I know my kids have a wheelbarrow. And now I'm going to try. So I've been thinking about this for a couple of weeks about how am I going to shoot this? And I shot this one today, just before, not long before we recorded, like a few hours. But this isn't the only time I've shot this wheelbarrow this past week. I've shot the hell out of this wheelbarrow. looking for something interesting. Like I just was like, you know what? I know this is going to be interesting. But I have to make it so. And I shot, we had the wisp of snow yesterday. And so I shot it in the snow and it wasn't good.
Right.
And I shot it, you know, a couple other situations where it was just, wow, that's not a thing. And then today, I saw this. I was waiting for, I wanted a monotone background, like you mentioned, and I wanted some interesting light with some interesting shadows, and I got what I was looking for. And hence, shot this. I did shoot it JPEG right out of camera and ended up not liking it, so I used the RAW. I shot RAW plus JPEG.
Right.
Ended up using the RAW and just to make a couple little tweaks with the highlights. Other than that, yeah, not much. It's just it is the dominant color is red.
Mm-hmm. And it's pleasing to the eye, and there's lots of, you know, cool light on the wall that to me is kind of what makes the photo, the shadows mm-hmm. in the ground. Without that sort of gradient, sort of shadow on the upper part of the wall, I wouldn't like it nearly as much. It really kind of frames it nicely, the bottom left and the top left, and just kind of like the way that the that light works. It's nice. And it's great when that happens just in everyday life, and you happen to be there, and you recognize it, and you get something cool that, like you say, on the next day, this could be a nothing shot.
It was. Well, the previous 6 days.
Yeah.
It was a nothing shot. So I have a number of those where I'm like, wow, they're going to take my podcast away from me.
Yeah. Yeah. But again, the key thing is you knew there was something there and you got the right situation. And you took advantage of it.
Right. The real takeaway for the listener is don't just stumble across it. Look for these situations.
Yeah.
Because it would have been very easy for me to shoot this, you know, 3 feet to the left, where I would not have had the shadow from the railing on like the lower right hand side.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't exist just out of frame, and so I was like, well, that's kind of a built in gobo, so I'm going to use that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, let's have a look at your Valentine.
Mm-hmm. So I did this photo, not the photo that I was hoping to do. I had this idea of, okay, it's right around Valentine's Day, so I'm going to take a Valentine's photo. So this is where we're at the hotel, and I had asked my friends specifically, like they have two daughters, one is kindergarten age, one is grade one, and they are absolutely two of the cutest little girls that you will ever see. Like, again, not my opinion, just universally accepted. These kids are very, very cute, beautiful eyes, good features. And I said, hey, you know, can you bring each of them, you know, a red shirt, and I'm going to make you a little Valentine. And, you know, mom's like, absolutely. Like, and I've taken photos of them in the past. But anyways, the mom is like, absolutely. And we get to the hotel. She's like, oh, yeah, sorry, I forgot the shirts. And of course, my kids had no red shirts, and my kids are twice the size. Like, these kids are younger, but they're also very small. And, my kids are much more on the taller, longer end of the spectrum, and therefore there's nothing that wouldn't be a complete nightgown that my kids could give to them. So
mm-hmm.
Jack said, oh, I have my bull pajamas. Like, this is the full suit of a bull pajamas. He's like, that's red. And I said, okay, I guess you're a guy. So I had bought a couple of heart-shaped sunglasses from the dollar store, thinking I was going to put these two little girls in their red shirts and do something cute, them blowing a kiss or something. And as it turned out, it was, hey, Jack, get your bull pajamas on, and will you sit still for 30 seconds so I can take your photo? And
so what do you owe him for this?
I owed him about 20 minutes of video game time for this.
Yeah, that's a decent trade-off. I think he could have held out for more.
I was
going to blackmail him.
I was desperate. Yeah, I was desperate. Yeah.
Like,
and he actually told me, I can't see on the photo because of the reflection, the sunglasses. But he's like, yeah, my eyes are closed. He's like, I'm just lying here with my eyes closed. He's like,
yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's perfect. So
this photo is rather incriminating for his future.
Yeah.
So much so that it's funny because Trump's lawyer gave me $130,000 to not publish this one. Just out of his own pocket. Out of his own pocket, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyways,
too soon.
So that a little bit.
Yeah.
But this was basically, just meant to be nothing more than, hey, a Valentine shot, and the end. There's two umbrellas here. They're feathered across.
I see one.
You see one in the reflection of his glasses, which I left there on purpose, so that you could kind of, you know, dissect this. But yeah, it is what it is. It's kind of a very easy nothing shot.
No, the big takeaway here is subject matter is, I figured this must be a save of some sort, just because of the subject. And I appreciate your son stepping in and helping out. But the lighting is really good. Like, if you're lighting something better, like, the lighting looks really great. Like, the colors pop, like, on the white sheets. And this is why you own umbrellas.
Mm-hmm.
This looks really great. Like, if you're at home wondering, should I buy an umbrella? The answer is yes. Yes, you should. And this should be a good example of that.
Yeah, really, really easy to use.
Why does he have bull pajamas?
I can't remember. Again, there was a period of time where and maybe they still are, I don't know, where these onesie pajamas were all the rage here. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that's just Vancouver or Canada. I think that's the U.S. I hear everybody talking about it all the time is the onesie pajamas. That was more last year. So mm-hmm. Sarah wanted a pair of onesie pajamas, and I think she has a unicorn or a bunny rabbit or something, or maybe she has both, I don't know. And Jack said, hey, I want a pair. And so, you know, we looked at, here are all the choices, and he said, I want the bull, which right. actually turns out looks like the Chicago Bulls. So he runs around, thinks he's the mascot for the Chicago Bulls.
Fair enough.
And so when the kids all get together, like, for something like this is a giant sleepover with the four kids, they all have these kind of onesie pajamas, and they think they're the coolest thing ever.
In all honesty, I think it's gone worldwide. Because my wife has a pair.
No.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to sell her out on this show. Because I've been very vocal about it in person. When she brought them home, she said, hey, what do you think? I think you know what I think. And this is so, like, a couple weeks ago, when she was under the weather and she had to run out to the store, I caught her putting her shoes on while wearing the onesie pajamas. She was going to go to the store.
Wait. Is hers an animal?
No.
Okay.
No. It's a. I can't think of anything that's I can say that's not a curse word. So I'll stifle that joke. But so she was. I caught her at the front door. She was just going to run out to the store, and I was like, not like that. Like, people know you here. They know, but more so, they know that I'm married to you.
Right.
So we don't even have a Walmart here. Like, what are you thinking? And so she got really upset at me. I made her go change.
Nice.
I was like, we got to have limits here.
Yeah. Oh, okay? Yeah.
So don't be afraid to put your foot down. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
All right. Topic this week. It's funny you mentioned Facebook. I've been thinking about it. Thinking about the profile picture for social media.
Okay.
How do you do it? What do you look for? What's going on? So many of the... First of all, so much social media out there for you to ignore, which I've been doing, like you. It's kind of weird that we're both doing it at the same time. Or maybe social media is ignoring us.
Maybe.
Yeah. Who cares?
I don't know. Is social media able to do that?
I meant people on social media.
Oh, okay.
Just don't, like, you know what? We've had enough. I'm assuming every single person I'm friends with on Facebook has blocked me.
Right. Yeah.
I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's say you need a portrait, and I think most people who do. I mean, if you are on the social media, you need a good portrait. Especially if you're listening to this show, it means you are either adept at photography, or would like to become adept at photography, or are in the wrong place.
Okay.
So let's talk about a social media portrait, and I should first say that these are our opinions. We are not experts at social media, at engagement, at all the other stupid buzzwords that happen that are out there about, I don't know, I only know engagement. And then there's a whole bunch of other ones.
Sure.
Reach or I don't know. Do you care? I don't care.
No, I don't.
So these are our opinions, not the experts, what the experts tell you to do. So,
okay.
With that, there is actually a lot to consider, unfortunately, in having your social media portrait.
Okay.
If you are a professional of any kind, not just a photographer, but if you're a professional of any kind, like a motivational speaker or you sell beads by the side of the highway, whatever that is, your portrait, your profile pic is much more important than, say, my mom's Facebook, whatever that is.
Okay.
Agreed. Are you friends with your mom on Facebook?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, I'm not friends with your mom or my mom.
I think my wife might be friends with my mom, though.
That seems reasonable.
Yeah.
But, no, my mom, actually, a couple of years ago, I think she friended me on the Facebook, friend request.
Sure.
And I just ignored it.
Nice.
It's like, I don't want to. What are we doing? Come on. Like, I'll email you. We can talk on the phone if you would like. But we're not going to Facebook. So I actually don't know what she has for a profile picture, but I guarantee you it's terrible. So it's much more important if you're a professional of any kind. You need it, okay? But it's also difficult because you kind of know mine and Adam's position on selfies.
Mm-hmm.
But this is necessary, so let's power through that.
Okay.
What are some considerations when taking your social media portrait?
And again, are we talking about just for professionals or for anybody?
Well, for anybody, but if you're listening to the show, I would say the expectations are a little higher because you should be good at taking pictures.
Right.
Or better than your friends who do not listen to the show, and that's where you shame them by having a kick-ass self-portrait for your profile. So my first consideration, I'll give you a hint. Okay. I made a number of notes here. First thing that came to my mind is tell a story. Your portrait should reflect your personality.
Okay.
Because a picture is worth 1,000 words. Let's do that. Let's show everybody kind of, not necessarily who you are, but a lot about you.
Okay.
How many things should it tell you? I wrote down what I think your portrait should do. It should say this number of things about you.
Okay, how many?
You say. What do you think?
How many things it should say about me?
Yeah, if I look at your picture, it should say X number of things about you before I even click on it.
I have no idea what you're shooting for here.
Three. I think it should say a minimum of three things about you.
Okay. Go ahead and tell me what the three things are.
Like for you, it would be like, okay, one, you're a photographer.
Okay.
B, your love of hardcore, barely legal pornography. The kind of stuff that you can't send through the mail.
Okay. And what's the third?
your overt racism.
Okay.
So generally, it's the two things, and then but it's a really good picture of that.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right, I see what you're going for here. No, I don't even know how to respond to that.
No, I arbitrarily picked three things.
Okay,
no,
but
not. I'm saying the three, not obviously for you, but
how about one? How about we start with one thing?
Well, no, one thing's easy. One thing, it should tell you that you're a photographer because you look at the picture, it'll be good. First of all, it's just that X factor of, oh, that's a good photo, so he must know what he's doing. That's one thing.
Okay.
So, but why did I pick three things? It's just because it's an arbitrary number I made up. Two seems a little bit low. Four seems like you're shooting the moon. Go for three.
Okay.
So, one, you're a good photographer. That's, you're going to get out of the way by having a good photo.
Except for someone else took the photo.
Yeah, but we're talking about a self-portrait here.
Okay.
If you can get someone else. Well,
they know it's a self-portrait?
They don't know. I mean, you could hashtag it, I suppose. But, okay, so take the time. We'll give you the free one is the good photographer, or you know a good photographer. Either way.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're into photography. That's
you know what a good photo is.
There you go. That's one thing. Okay? So now, what are two more things that you're going to put in that photo? How do you let's define who you are. For example, I'll tell you what I never use in not that I mean I probably haven't changed mine in years, and you can tell by all the dark hair on my head in my last picture. But I never use baseball photos of me.
Okay.
Because although I talk about it on the show a lot during the season, especially, it actually does not define me. I love baseball. I'm a baseball player, but it just in terms of life, it doesn't define me. It's pretty far down the list.
Sure.
Nor do I include my kids, even though those do define me. But for what I'm doing here, I don't want it to be about that. I kind of want it to be about sort of the professional thing. So,
okay.
My photo right now that I have on my Facebook or whatever, probably the Twitter or whatever it is, all the different ones, probably doesn't define a lot. It says, hey, good photographer. Someone else took it, but I set it up. Good photographer, knows how to light, and that's about it. Enjoys the beach at blue hour. That's what mine says.
Yeah, see, my photos for the most part have been, okay, knows how to take a photo, good photo, but quirky. I like all my photos have kind of had a quirky edge to them, like a serious look but not serious. Like I still use on my website, the about me photo is like the picture he took for a photo challenge a million years ago of me with the toothless hockey backwards couch photo with the cool blue lighting and that. It's like, hey, here's a cool looking photo, but it's clearly ironic. It's a Canadiana. It says, okay, hockey, Canadiana, missing tooth. Just kind of a silly photo because I like silly photos for my – I don't take myself too seriously, and so I like to portray that as my two. Knows how to take a photo, doesn't take anything with regards to this too seriously.
And comes from the country of?
Yeah, and there is a Canadian
twist. That's three
things. Although I don't have that as a Canadian thing on my other social media photos. I just kind of have the other two. So I'm going to say I usually include two things.
Okay, but if we're counting this one, I think that's – I mean, that's one – well, one thing down the list is what I would suggest – is be consistent. Have one portrait for all your different platforms, for your About Me on your webpage, for whatever else it is, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Keep the one. That way people can find you. When this isn't for you, Adam, necessarily, but if you're active in social media,
mm-hmm.
you're trying to build a following, whatever, across all the different platforms, you want instant recognition where people see your, you know, they know you from Facebook, they can click on your Instagram, it's the same thing. It's just like that.
Okay.
So that's one thing way down the list. But you mentioned a big one. This one is probably the biggest that I go for too, is the humility slash a little bit self-deprecating slash wacky.
Mm-hmm.
Because it sort of takes the edge off. I honestly, despite not really caring what other people think of me, in certain times I do care. Because I don't want people to think that I'm... You know, oh yeah, I take myself so seriously that I'm taking an awesome picture, and here you go. Look at it. Look out, everybody. Here I am.
Mm-hmm.
I like the wacky too. Although mine doesn't seem to be very wacky. Again, the blue hour one, which I don't know if people can see if they're not friends with me, but I will post it. I will post what my picture is on the webpage. However, mine's actually, I find it less self-deprecating, less wacky, and just a little more kind of neutral. Not a big smile, nothing crazy. It kind of flies under the radar because I don't want it to be, like you said, like just kind of ego-driven.
Right.
So what it is you want it to look awesome without putting on airs. So a little bit of a wink to whoever's looking at it is in order, I would say. Which is what you've done.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's a big thing. As I mentioned, it should be current. Mine's probably 3 years old now, maybe four. It should be well exposed or lit. In my case, it's well exposed. I didn't light this. This is blue hour. And but if you're lighting it, it should be well lit without going over the top is how I feel. That's my that's just my call. is that you want to show people that are going to hire you or be friends with you or sort of be part of your network that you know how light works.
Yeah, no, I think that's definitely, I'm on board, same view.
Okay. Anything else? What else should a social media portrait have, in your opinion? What do you look for? Do you notice other people's?
Only if they're different. I mean, I think, you know, in a lot of cases, they're like you described, and then there's a lot that sort of fit into that mold. So only if someone does something very different do I notice or pay attention. Because, like I said before, I don't spend a lot of time looking at social media, and so I'm probably not the best person to answer this question.
Well, I put it to the viewers then. Like, next time you're on the social media, let's just call it Facebook. You're looking around on Facebook or Instagram. Have a look at other people's profile pics and just see, like, does it make you want to click on them? You know, like I like original as well. That's kind of... I could do without the ones that are so humble that they're not even in them, which you get a lot of. You get a lot of people. Like, I mean, maybe they just want to be, you know, anonymous, but that's kind of defeats the purpose of being on Facebook. Like, if I'm looking for you and I click on and think, oh, yeah, hey, Joseph Puglio, and I don't know if you're the right one or not. It's, you want to be able to see their face.
Right.
So I don't care for that so much. The other thing I look for is I appreciate simplicity in it, and in especially when, like, people should get it quickly. If it's very confusing, which if you get too complicated, it's just not going to work. But the big thing is it should be very simple so that it works when it's very, very small.
Okay.
Because oftentimes you're not going to click on it and see the large version when you might catch the details. You're just going to see that tiny, like, the sub thumbnail version. So it should really work when it's really, really small, and then look even better when it's bigger, when you click on it and it's bigger. Okay. That's the plan. What about aspect ratio?
They're all pretty square.
That's right. Now, some of them are a little bit different than others, but generally think square and leave a little bleed room around the edges so that if you have something that's a 4x3, for example, you have something to work with. But everything you have should look good in a square crop. Color palette. There's no right or wrong here. I would just consider it. I wouldn't get too crazy. I wouldn't mix a lot of it. I'd pick something and stick with it. But that's kind of to your own taste. Right. There's no answer there like, oh, yeah, well, you know, if you go with a blue and an orange, you're going to get, you know, way more clicks. I have no clue. There probably is some science out there. Google it. I'm not going to give that to you.
Okay.
How does it fit in your overall page? That's something to consider as well. When you're all, that's some next level stuff. Like if it's going to blend into your Facebook page, like if it goes in, like, because you have the profile pic and then the banner, does it match there? Is there some sort of unity? Do you care?
I personally do not.
I'm talking to the person who cares the least about any of this. So the kicker is, well, okay, so that's essentially my tips for making a portrait. Keep it clean, simple, well lit, and have fun with it. That's what's going to engage people, I think.
Yeah.
So with that, the challenge for next week, Adam, is social media self portrait.
Oh no.
I know. I got a haircut though, so let's do it. I can do it.
I'm going to just post my one from my website.
No, don't do it. Do a new one. Do something that's good. No, do something and you could recreate one if you wanted, but let's not do that.
No, I was just physically going to pull photo from...
I know, but I'm moving on, and I'm saying you could recreate it, but let's see if you can do it, if you can do it where it says three things about you. Now, first one's free. You take good pictures. That's a free one. But does it have to have a theme? Like, do you have to have 9 cameras in the picture? Like, I don't mind my, I originally, this was a struggle way back when I was first doing my first About Me page. When, and I was like, all right, do I hold a camera? And how do you hold a camera for a photo and not look like an airhead? The answer is you don't. Unless you want to be all, you know, cute about it and cover your face with it. Like, and then it's like, oh man, yeah, he's now you're putting on airs a little bit. So do you need to have a camera in the picture to show that you're a photographer? I don't know. I never do. I don't include it. I think, oh, for me, it's not a thing. So your picture next week should have, well, that first thing that we know, that you're a good photographer, and then pick two more things about you to slide in to that photo.
Okay.
All right. That's the challenge, social media self-portrait. Monthly photo challenge is, whatever. That's what we're going to say.
Hashtag don't suck.
Hashtag, yeah, hashtag turn down the suck knob.
Yeah.
You broke it off at 11. You should try another sport, like knitting. Oh, classic Canadian movie. No, hashtag it, Hey Hosers or Two Hosers Monthly Challenge, and we'll check that out. Meanwhile, websites, Adam, where can people go to find your About Me page?
AdamSchwartz.ca.
/About Me. And you can find mine at alanatridge.com or the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, and everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.